to the latest in a series of Client Alert podcasts from Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. To download the complete text version, including full annotations as well as contact information for the partners who can best answer your questions, please visit us at akingump.com and select Publications from the left-hand menu.
Estate and Gift Tax Alert. Congress poised to overhaul grats. On March 24, 2010, the House of Representatives passed H.R. 4849, the Small Business and Infrastructure Jobs Tax Act of 2010, which includes a revenue offset measure that would significantly affect the rules governing grantor retained annuity trusts, GRATs. The proposed new rules are similar to those included in the Obama administration's 2010 and 2011 budget proposals, suggesting that GRATs have been targeted as a means to raise revenue. As proposed earlier by the Obama administration, the bill takes aim at short-term grats. A grat is an estate planning device by which an individual transfers to children or other beneficiaries at a near-zero gift tax cost potential future appreciation earned on property over a specified term. A grat is successful if the grantor survives the specified term and the appreciation in the value of the transferred property over the terms exceeds the IRS's imputed interest rate. A very short-term grat, 2 to 3 years, is potentially advantageous, not only because it increases the likelihood the grantor will survive the term, but also because good investment performance during the short term may be isolated from poor performance that could dilute the grat's performance over a longer term. If the bill, as passed by the House, becomes law, it would require 1. A grat to have a minimum term of 10 years, 2. A grat's remainder interest to have a value greater than zero, and 3. The annuity payments not to decrease during the first 10 years of the grat's term. In addition to possibly adversely affecting the extremely low gift tax cost of creating a grat under current law, the bill could significantly reduce the grat's potential transfer tax benefits by increasing the risk of the grantor's death during the term, as well as the likelihood that good performance in some years may be diluted by poor performance in others. The proposed new grat rules would become effective upon the enactment of the bill, and enactment could occur in the very near future. Congress has so far acted quickly in considering and passing the bill. Only 8 days after it was introduced in the House, the bill was sent to the Senate on March 25th. We caution that the bill may not ultimately be enacted as passed by the House. Nevertheless, because very similar measures were included in the Obama administration's 2010 and 2011 budget proposals, and because the bill's grat provision is the second largest revenue offset contained in the bill, we believe, at this time, the grat provision will likely be included in the bill if it is passed by the Senate. If you have contemplated creating a grat, you may wish to take action now, before the bill or any similar legislation is enacted. Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP, will continue to monitor and keep you informed of developments in this area on a real-time basis.
2010, Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. All rights reserved. This document is distributed for informational use only. It does not constitute legal advice and should not be used as such. IRS Circular 230 Notice Requirement. This communication is not given in the form of a covered opinion, within the meaning of Circular 230 issued by the United States Secretary of the Treasury. Thus, we are required to inform you that you cannot rely upon any tax advice contained in this communication for the purpose of avoiding United States federal tax penalties. In addition, any tax advice contained in this communication may not be used to promote, market, or recommend a transaction to another party